Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ed Abel is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of Abel Business Institute, the founder of the Skillpreneur, the whole system, Skillpreneur system, and is here to talk to us about a very important topic. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be on. I'm laughing about how your mother still thinks is waiting for you to get a real job.
That's kind of the truth.
I think my mother won't say it, but she's also waiting for the real job.
My mother,
why don't you just go back to nursing?
My mother did tell me. I did hear though through another person that she one time she said, "I don't know what Jim does, but he must be good at it." Well, they grew up in the blue collar folks, and everybody had had a job. Everybody knew when you said you did what you did. Everybody understood what you did. Hey, Ed, one of the things that I want you to talk to us about is something that it's amazing to me that we're still having to talk about this. And that's customer service. It amazes me that you and I still have to talk about customer service. I don't understand, Ed, why customer service isn't think about this, Ed. You and I don't have to tell business owners to put the key in the lock and open and turn it to the right so the door will unlock and push the door open. We don't have to tell them that, do we?
Right.
We don't have to tell them to turn the lights on. We don't have to tell them to breathe. We don't have to tell them to eat. We don't have to tell them to sleep. So why wouldn't customer service be that automatic? Good customer service. Why wouldn't it be that automatic? And I'm confused.
Well, I think there's a point we're missing. It is automatic. It's the degree to which people understand what customer service really means. See, it's interesting because most people think they do good customer service. And when you really analyze it and look at it, They just do the bare minimum. Maybe they go out of their way a little bit.
But that's not customer service. That's customer reaction. That's reacting to customers. That's not serving them.
Well, that's a great differentiation. And, you go deeper and you really have to start to understand. And again, I think it's going back to the psyche of the person, the business owner, what they really mean when they say they're in business, and in this case, to serve the customer. I have a philosophy at our organization. It's no matter what, no matter what.
Right.
We don't look at, oh, that's crazy. We're going to lose money on that deal. We actually might. And we've done that more than once. And we do it because we see a big picture. Mm-hmm. And I think most small business owners see a small picture. They don't see the big picture. They don't see that, and by not seeing
that... what you're saying is they see a transaction, they don't see a relationship.
Correct. Yeah, and, I often say, when you are in business and you're in business to serve, you really have to start understanding what that means. And you can't judge your actions based on the return of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And most small business owners do that. I've had people, and I coach a lot of small business owners. They tell me, "You're out of your mind. I can't afford to do that." And my reaction to them is, "No, you can't afford not to do it."
Right.
Your competition is right next to you. The only differentiating features these days really are the level to which you will go above and beyond.
And the wow factor. How much of a wow factor? Because everything else, including basic service, is a commodity, isn't it?
And it's an expectation. Yeah. You don't get any accolades because you did a good job. Of course you're supposed to do a good job. I'm paying you.
Right.
It's what did you do and how do you go above and beyond to deliver on an ongoing, consistent basis.
And, Ed, here's the crazy thing. The above and beyond part basically costs nothing. Most of the time, it costs you nothing but a little attention and intention. Which means saying, Mrs. Jones, we really appreciate your business. What else can we do to help you? Those words right there are what wow people, and it costs nothing. But
hold on
to that thought, Ed. We're going to take a quick break. Ed Abel is our guest, folks. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.